Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is a Yacht Rock special, and my guest is Daryl Hall. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If a Daryl Hall song comes on the radio, you know it's one of yours instantly. Is there a formula for a Daryl Hall song?
I wouldn't call it a formula. There is definitely a distinct style that I do. But if I formalize anything, it's myself. I channel myself. I don't know. I mean, I just do what I do, and it sounds that way. I mean, that's as close to a formula as I have.
Well, it's amazing. You still sound like you did in the 1980s, and you've been so successful since way back in the 1970s through the 1980s and beyond, making music, and you're still touring. What is the secret of this longevity?
Well, I really care, you know. I'm in it. Yeah, I'm in it 100%. And I've been doing this my whole life, literally. I mean, I was 5 years old standing on stage. And it's a tradition in my family life. And so I feel very much at home in that world. And I don't know. It's something that I just feel compelled to do. A bird's got to sing. That's the way I always say. And that's what I do. I get out there and I open my mouth and chirp away.
Looking back now to the 1980s music scene, it was an amazing time. Why do you think that decade is still so special?
Well, I think it was an amazing musical time. And I'm not just saying because I was prominent in it, but it was a very diverse time. It was a very international time. It was a very stylistically diverse time. All kinds of music became popular. The format allowed masses of people to hear that diversity. Now there's as much diversity now, but it's all scattered around and it's all tribal, you know, and so you don't really notice it as much because you're not the average person unless you have that desire. You're not going to find all those different kinds of songs, you know. I think Daryl's House and my experience with Daryl's House has allowed me to delve into all these different kinds of people, you know, because I have to find different artists in different ways, you know, different styles and interact with them. So I'm still able to do that. But I think most people, they listen to what they like to listen to. And they're not hearing that kind of diversity as the way it was in the 80s.
What are the highlights of that decade for you? That's probably a difficult question.
There weren't any highlights. It was one massive, you know, touring, recording, being in front of people. It was kind of manic mania, you know. That was that time, which every artist usually goes through. It was kind of a hurricane, to tell you the truth. And I was almost glad when that ride, when I got off that ride. A little too much.
A lot of artists and bands have said that, haven't they?
Yeah.
So you're a very busy man. You've got your TV show, you're doing your tour, you're writing, recording. What do you do to switch off and rest?
I'm a reader. I'm a bookworm. That's really it for me. And I live in a, well, you're seeing it. I live in a very quiet environment. I live in the country most of the time or in various places, but similar kind of environment. And that's it. You know, I'm pretty simple that way. I turn it off completely as much as it's possible to do. And sort of vegetate in between bursts of energy.
Sounds good. What sort of books do you read? I mean, do you read, you know, autobiographies of other music stars or a lot of fiction, or what do you like reading?
I don't read the biographies or autobiographies. What do I read? I read a lot of crime books. I'm wending my way through James Ellroy right now. You know, I've read him earlier, but I decided to reread him because I have a different attitude. And he's fantastic. I love him. And people like that. I read a lot of books like that. I read history books. I read real history books and historic novels. I read a lot of different things. It's really hard for me to even say. I read for information. I read all kinds of things.
Do you listen to music to relax as well? I mean, you've got all your own material.
Music is not relaxing to me at all. If I want to jack myself up, then I'll listen to music. Or excite myself or do whatever. I listen to music. But most of the music is going on up here, and it goes incessantly in my head. And there's always ideas flying around, or and sometimes too much information, And yeah, I no, I only listen to music by accident.
Are you coming to the UK again? Because we'd love to see you
Of course.
again live on
Of
tour. Any idea of when you might be touring here?
course. I think I'm trying to get over. I've been trying to get over. I've been busy and doing various things have come up. Because I just come over anyway because I have so many friends over there and I got rid of my house, but that may change too. Okay, to answer your question, what am I going to do? I don't probably. I'm thinking maybe the beginning of the year.
Wow, that would be great. Love to come and see you. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Hear the album tracks live as well. That'd be fantastic. Thank you very much for your time today, Daryl Hall. I know you're a very busy man, so it's been so lovely to meet you and talk to you. What are your
Sure.
plans for the afternoon?
I'm going to go and see somebody that a friend of mine and around a swimming pool.
Oh, sounds good to me. Good for you.
Can still swim. It's still warm enough to swim.
Playing the greatest songs.
The greatest songs. All day long.
Across the Channel Islands.
Solid Radio. NewJackDownloads.com.